So for my genius hour project, I chose to research about World War One. So for World War One, what was World War One? World War One started when Archduke Franz Ferdinand got assassinated in Sarajevo, and the war started in 1914, and it ended in 1918. The starting date was June 28th, and it lasted until November 11th. The countries who fought in the war were Germany, Austria-Hungary, Bulgaria, and the Ottoman Empire. They were called the Central Powers. They also fought against Great Britain, France, Russia, Italy, Romania, and the United States. They were called the Allied Powers. This is a timeline of World War One. These are some events that happened. In 1914, the war started, and in 1918, the war ended. And also in 1914, August 1st through 3rd, Germany declared a war on Russia and France. Also in 1914, on August 4th, Germany invades Belgium, and Britain declares war on Germany. In 1915, May 7th, a Britain passenger ship is sunk by a German submarine, and when that happened, 1,195 people died. On July 1st, 1916, the Battle of Somme begins, and in that battle, over 1 million people got wounded or killed. In 1917, April 6th, the United States enters the war, so the United States enters the war 3 years after it actually started. In 1918, November 11th, Germany agrees to an armistice, and the fighting comes to an end at 11 a.m. on the 11th day of the 11th month. Special leaders / people. For the Central Powers, Kaiser Wilhelm was the last German emperor, and Red Baron, he was also called Manfred von Richthofen. He was in charge of running reconnaissance patrols on the Western Front. For the Allied Powers, David Lloyd George guided Britain through World War One. Tsar Nicholas was the last Russian Tsar who was executed after the Russian Revolution. And another one from the Allied Powers was Vladimir Lenin. He led the Russian Revolution. Special events. The Archduke assassination, when World War One began, the Lusitania sinks when the Zimmerman telegram was sent, when the U.S. Enters the war, Germany and Russia have peace, the Battle of Cantigny, which was the first major American offense of the war, and which was last Armistice Day. Who was Woodrow Wilson? He was the 28th president during World War One, and he served as president through 1913 to 1921. During the Civil War, so he always hated war. So he wanted to keep the United States out of World War One. He also won a second term in 1916, with a campaign based on "He kept us out of war." And Woodrow died in 1924, suffering from a stroke that he got in 1919. And before that, he was very, very sick. When the assassination of Archduke Franz Ferdinand. Archduke Franz Ferdinand was assassinated by 19-year-old Gavrilo Princip. When the shooting happened, Gavrilo shot the Archduke and the Countess Sophia, which is his wife. Though he was 19 at the time, he went to an Austrian prison and died of TB in 1918. Also, when the shooting happened, Ferdinand and his wife were in a motorcycle traveling through Sarajevo to the town hall, and